All right. So item number five, I want to discuss our memo on the real asset over commitment pace, and then we're going to go into the actual recommendation on Aether. It'll come from Jeff, but I just want to make a small revision to how we think about real assets. You'll recall that last November we presented a real asset commitment pace and basically targeted a 75% over commitment level based upon the profile we expected to see in terms of how quickly the folks we were committing to in private assets were deploying the capital. We want to make a small revision to that simply because the fund-to-funds model we're pursuing with Common Fund and Aether isn't deploying capital quite as quickly as we expected it to. We thought it was going to be on a quicker pace. It's turning out to be more of a private equity pace. And so we would say for the portions deployed into the fund-to-funds, we would target 100% over commitment level, consistent with how we think about private equity. For the direct funds, we'll target a 75% over commitment level. Small tweak, but we just want to make the board aware of that. Real assets is the newest piece, and a lot of this is very iterative. We're understanding how folks are responding to the market and deploying capital, so we want to make a small recommendation there, which has the effect of slightly increasing our budget for what's available to commit to real assets.
Is there any negative to doing that?
Call for the funds quickly or something like that?
If it puts more capital at exposed to illiquidity, so that's a very poor way of phrasing it, but essentially, if we're wrong and they call capital faster than we expect, we're drawing down our liquid reserves to fund them. We still have a tremendous amount of liquid reserves, and so we could easily triple or quadruple our private exposure and not hit our not invade what I'd be feel comfortable on the drawing down the liquid reserves there. So it's we're slightly extending ourselves, but we're so far into the safe zone of if we're wrong and everything gets called quickly, we have so much in liquid reserves that we're really not going to impair the ability to make those capital calls at all.
When you say liquid reserves, what do you mean? We can sell things to get the money in a hurry? Is that what you're saying?
So the money is usually drawn.
So we may have to sell things at a loss to get the money.
We may have to, but we're deployed into similar vehicles. So recall in real asset space, we have two public managers with Wellington and PIMCO. We specifically chose the Wellington product because it had a relatively low volatility profile. It didn't move around a lot, and we used that to draw down to make all private real asset commitments. So it has more of a bond profile. If we sell at a loss there, it's at a modest loss. We're not selling out of equities, which can have enormous swings. So we specifically set up the liquidity provision to have a low volatility profile. And that's what we're talking about here. We might expose a little bit more of that to being at risk. I mean, we're talking about the increase was $30 million?
Relative to our current pacing?
Yeah.
So if
it was a modest increase.
Yeah, it was approximately, $30
million. Yeah.
I wanted to just quickly ask on liquidity. Is that measured against the distributions to beneficiaries? Is it 1, 2, 3 times that, for example? Is it a percent of our total? How do you look at liquidity as a minimum?
So we're looking at liquidity inside the real asset bubble.
Just
in this 5% of the total fund, we have about a 50-50 split mentally of private assets versus public assets. So currently, the vast majority of what we have in real assets is in the public market because it's taking a long time to draw down on these private exposures here. Even if all of our commitments on private equity were drawn down twice as fast as we would expect, we would still have ample liquid reserves inside this 5% bucket. We're not talking about anything that's going to hit beneficiaries. We're not talking about anything that's going to impact other asset classes.
So the 95 is completely out of this?
Yeah.
Okay. Any other questions? Do you need, is there a need for a vote on this to confirm
this
just informational?
This is just informational. So you'll understand when we talk about the budget in the next memo on Aether, you'll understand why our numbers are slightly different here.
Okay.
So just guidance. That's item 5. Item 6.